Hello, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are welcome. I am your host, Pastor Steve Olofa. Thank you for joining. In this episode of Wisdom Seeds, I will be speaking on the message titled, How to Fulfill God's Eternal Purpose for Your Generation. Hallelujah. Let us open our Bible to 1 Peter chapter 2. We'll be reading from verses 9 and 10. The Bible says, But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for making us a chosen generation. Thank you for making us kings and priests. Thank you, Lord, for we are your own special people. Thank you because you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Open our eyes of understanding this day that we may receive everything that you have for us and fulfill our purpose in this generation. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. In Acts chapter 13, verse 36, the Bible says David passionately served God's purpose for his generation. Hallelujah. In Esther chapter 4, verse 14, Esther was told, if you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place, but you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you are made queen for just a time like this. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul was sent to the Gentiles. Each one of these people understood their time and responded faithfully. David responded faithfully in his generation. Esther responded faithfully for his generation. Apostle Paul responded for his generation. Hallelujah. What about you? The Bible says you are God's chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you will fulfill his purpose in this generation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. What is God's purpose in this generation? God's purpose in this generation, number one, is to save all who believe in the gospel from eternal death. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 to 16. And then he told them, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved, but anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned. Hallelujah. God's purpose in this generation is to save all who believe in the gospel from eternal death. Number two, God's purpose for this generation is taking among the Gentiles a people for his name. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 15, when you read from verses 13 to 18, the Bible says, when they had finished, James stood and said, brothers, listen to me. Peter has told you about the time God first visited the Gentiles to take from them a people for himself. Hallelujah. Peter went to the home of Cornelius, a Gentile, and when he preached the gospel, the Bible says they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 to 10, the Bible says, his own special people called out of darkness into his marvelous light. You are called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 to 6. Now to the one who constantly loves us and has loosed us from our sins by his own blood. And verse 6 now says, and to the one who has made us a kingdom of priests to serve his God. Hallelujah. Number 3, God's purpose for this generation is to build his church. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. It says, now, these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Verse 12 now says, their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God's purpose in this generation is to build his church. Jesus says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Praise the Lord. Amen. How then will you fulfill God's purpose for your generation? How to fulfill God's eternal purpose for your generation? Number 1, preach the good news. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 15, 16 says, then he told them, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved. But anyone that does not believe shall be condemned. Hallelujah. God's purpose in this generation is to save all who believe in the gospel from eternal death. Hallelujah. God's purpose is to gather a people for his name. God's purpose for this generation is to build his church. Number 2, how to fulfill God's purpose for your generation. Make disciples for Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 28, verse 28 to 20. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commandments I have given to you. And be sure of this, I am with you, even to the end of the age. Hallelujah. Jesus did not send us to make crowds. He sent us to make disciples for him. Praise the Lord. Number 3. How to fulfill God's purpose for your generation. Discern the needs of your generation. God often calls you to confront what burdens your heart. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 to 38. The Bible says, when he, Jesus, saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless. Like sheep without a shepherd, he said to his disciples, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord of hosts, who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There is gap. There is needs in this generation. When he saw the crowd, he said they were confused and helpless. There are several thousands and millions today who are still confused and helpless about the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. God is looking for those willing to stand in the gap. Where is darkness increasing? Where is truth being neglected in this generation? Hallelujah. Number four, consecrate yourself for God's use. Consecrate yourself. Holiness precedes usefulness. Praise the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21 and 22. He says, if you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. Your life will be clean and you will be ready for the Master to use you for every good work. Hallelujah. Run from anything that stimulates useful lust. Instead, pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with a pure heart. God uses vessels that are surrendered and purified. Remove distractions, sin, and divided loyalty, and you will be available for the Master's use. Hallelujah. Number five, walk boldly in your calling. Praise the Lord. Generational impact requires boldness. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and discipline. In Acts chapter 4, the disciples prayed and received boldness. Hallelujah. Every generation receives truth. Boldness is essential. Stand firm in biblical conviction, even when it is unpopular. Praise the Lord. Number six, build and equip others. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to 13, we just read. He said, now, these are the gifts Christ gave to the church. The ministry gifts, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Verse 12 now says, their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. Hallelujah. The responsibility of the ministry gifts is to equip God's people, to instruct, to train God's people to do his work. That is the responsibility of the church. Hallelujah. Mentor, teach, disciple, and empower emerging leaders for your generation. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Number seven, live with an eternal perspective. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 to 18. It says, for our present troubles are small and won't last very long. I prophesy, your present troubles will not last. Hallelujah. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. It is the glory of God that will prevail. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things that we see now will soon be gone. The Egyptians you see today, You will not see them again tomorrow. Hallelujah. But the things we cannot see will last forever. Praise the Lord. Amen. Number 8, preserve, persevere through opposition. Every generation that advances God's purposes faces opposition, resistance. John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus says, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrow, but take heart because I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. Our Master Jesus has overcome the world. Praise the Lord forevermore. Opposition is not a sign you are outside God's will. It often confirms you are within it. Hallelujah. What is the burden God has placed on your heart for this generation? What gifts has He given to you to address these burdens? Are you building something eternal or temporary? Hallelujah. Let's make this declaration together. I will serve God's eternal purpose in my generation. I am positioned for such a time as this, and I will live for what glorifies Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Father, reveal your eternal purpose for my generation. Align my heart with your mission. Give me the courage to stand, wisdom to lead, and perseverance to finish well and strong. Let my life advance your kingdom in this time, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forevermore. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for listening again to the message, How to Fulfill God's Eternal Purpose for Your Generation. Remember, you are deeply loved, eternally valued, and stay blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Before I come your way again, share this message, How to Fulfill God's Eternal Purpose for Your Generation. Amen.